But now, because he has brought us to a more complete self-control and elevated us above such harm, he instructs us to instead accept and comfort them. For we suffer no harm from them, but they benefit from us. So, what is he saying? We should not hate, but have pity. If you harbor hate, how can you effectively guide the one who has gone astray? How will you pray for the non-believer? To stress the importance of praying, hear what Paul says. So I urge you, first of all, to make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all men. It is clear that not all were believers then, and again, for kings and all who are in high places. It is equally clear that these people were ungodly and transgressors. Moreover, explaining the reason for prayer, he includes, "For this is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Consequently, if he encounters a Gentile wife living with a believer, he does not end the marriage. What bond is stronger than a man and his wife? For the two shall become one flesh, and the feelings involved in this coupling are strong and fervent. If we are to hate the ungodly and lawless, our contempt will extend to sinners, which will result in alienation from even your closest brothers, or rather from everyone, for there is no one, indeed no one, without sin. If it is our obligation to detest God's enemies, we must not only despise the ungodly, but also sinners. This will turn us into creatures worse than wild beasts, avoiding everyone and filled with arrogance, just like the Pharisee. But this is not what Paul instructed us, so what did he say? Warn the unruly, cheer the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone.